This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Let's talk about the Chicago Bears. They won just five games a year ago.
I want to introduce Ben Johnson, head coach of the Chicago Bears.
This is a special group. I felt that early in the season.
They bring in a new center and two new guards.
Tooney, Dolman, Jackson, Darnell Wright, the right tackle's been amazing.
Swift to the outside, and the Bears punching back have retaken the lead.
Holy cow, what a run.
Was that a piece of a helmet that went flying?
Geno over the middle, and it's picked. It's Byard.
Tyreek Stevenson punts it out.
Tremaine Edmonds with the pitch.
T.J. Edwards, touchdown Chicago.
Who's in first? The Bears, 22 takeaways.
Intercepted.
On cue.
Deshaun Wright.
It's picked off by Jalen Johnson.
The tush push.
Bears think it's a fumble.
There's Wright going for the football right there. He did. He got it out.
Jaquan Brisker levitates and ends the game.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson, takeaway number 30 for the Chicago Bears.
This group, I'm talking about coaches and players combined, it's rare.
And that's where the Chicago offense will begin.
Caleb Williams, shout out mom.
Lee Flickers way up there. Williams recovers.
The nickname that has emerged for Caleb Williams is Iceman.
The comeback king of Caleb Williams got the most fourth quarter comebacks in the league this year.
Williams running. Caleb Williams in the end zone.
Down the stretch, you just can't play quarterback any better than what we've seen the last two possessions from Caleb Williams.
How does he get out of that?
Houdini.
Touchdown, Cole Kmet into the end zone.
Very much looking like the number one overall pick in the draft.
Yep. Williams on the roll, directing traffic to the end zone. He throws and it's DJ Moore.
I would love to be in the film room on Monday when Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams go over this play.
Nah, I can make any throw.
An entire division on the line in one play.
Williams, pressure, throwing, play.
Chance to win.
You know, you get with some of those wins, the Raiders game.
The kick is blocked. Unbelievable. It was Josh Blackwell.
The Washington game.
And the Bears win. Jake Mooney, a hero
tonight.
You start feeling it, the belief coming.
Williams slings it. Williams! Loveland bangs off his man! He's going to score! Home! Colston Loveland in a jaw-dropper!
Man, they're mentally tough. They're physically tough.
The comeback can, Chicago Bears! Do it again!
Cairo Santo!
The Cardiac Bears.
I know! It's Chicago!
And the Chicago Bears, who started 0-2, are 9-3.
I know we're going to fight you for 60 minutes.
I've said it multiple times. We're a team that's going to fight to the end. And there was too much time on the clock.
The fake. Williams looking downfield. Watching downfield. Going for it all! And it is caught! The Bears win! DJ Moore!
It means a lot. And at the end of the day, is after Packers all over.
The Chicago Bears exercising all the Packers' demons in a game they had no business winning.
Ryan's done a great job bringing this collection of people together.
The most important piece is we're going to take the North and never give it back.
And Chicago takes over the lead in the division.
Do not adjust your sets, Bears fans.
The Bears are back, baby.
And the phrase that keeps coming up is not the same old Bears.
I hadn't heard the crowd this loud at Soldier Field ever.
Never let it rain! Never let it rain!
This place is electric.
You're gonna get better! You're gonna get better! You're gonna get better! You're gonna get better!
This place is absolutely on fire.
Bears on three, 1, 2, 3, Bears!
And they're celebrating in Chicago as the Bears are NFC North champions. Champions. Champions.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and we've got a full boat for you today. There's a lot for us to do. Why? Because it's playoff time. It's Packers week. And the Bears are involved. Let's get after it. The crew is back together. Alex is here. He survived the holidays somehow, some way. Tanny is here. He just made you cry with the open. That man is Matt Spiegel.
I got chills again from Chris Tannehill. What a lovely way to start the day, as we will deal with the disconcerting effort from yesterday and all of the fallout and everything that's to come. And Ben Johnson will try to tell us to turn the page to turn the page earlier than we want to. We're not going to let him. But what a lovely way to start the day, to celebrate the season that was. The regular season is done. We'll see what happens moving forward. But hot damn, Lawrence. I mean, here we are. I got offensive numbers I want to throw at you to put this season in perspective as well.
Yes, that's the thing, is that jumping ahead to the playoffs, and obviously it's exciting, and we're going to spend a ton of time talking about the matchup against the Packers over the next few days. But to sit in the space of watching this team have the season that they had, I was, you know, the way that I compartmentalized it was like this. In baseball, I don't think that I would ever wear a division championship hat or t-shirt.
But in football, you would.
But in football, I think it makes all the sense in the world.
That's a really good point.
And I'm not sure why that is, because it's probably harder to win a division in baseball. But when the White Sox were making the playoffs a few years ago, and I'm like, they gave out like White Sox postseason. I was like, I don't like this. No. Like, I don't like this at all. But
right.
Winning a division in football, you're like NFC North champions, especially with the way that the agenda had been set by Ryan Poles, where he said, this is what we're going to do.
Got to take the North and never give it back.
And now we'll see it. They've got a whole year to never give it back.
Yeah, they do. And there's a lot of work to be done. And look, we got to sit, even before we turn the page to the Packers, we got to sit in that effort from yesterday.
Oh no doubt. There's a lot of stuff, Speaks.
But we're sitting in the season right now, coming off that open. We're sitting there because we have wanted, hoped, prayed, and dreamed for some of the things that have ended up happening. This is the sixth best offense in the NFL in terms of yardage. Forget since the bye or whatever. Season's done. Let's look at
it. And you would have been happy had it been 12th.
Yes! You're the sixth best. You have the third best running game in the NFL.
And you would have been happy had that been 15th.
Yes. You are ninth best in scoring. You are a top 10 offense no matter how you slice it. How about this? How many times did Caleb Williams get sacked last year?
68.
They have the third best sack percentage in the entire NFL.
He also doesn't turn the ball over very often.
They have the number one best interception rate in the NFL. They do not turn the ball over. And this quarterback, who you feared might be another Justin Fields in terms of holding the ball too long and causing sacks to happen, has become what he's become, the third best sack rate in the NFL. With all the investment on the offensive line and his development and the change in the offense, is something to celebrate massively.
And then you add in the magical stuff. You add in the games that you felt like they were going to lose, the games that you were used to them losing.
Yes.
As a Bears fan, you're sitting there going, I've seen this movie before. I know exactly. Not know how this movie ended. It ended with Caleb putting on a cape and making some incredible throw, and the Bears won it.
They had six comebacks in the final 2 minutes, which is insane. And guess what? There's three others that they could have won in the final 2 minutes, including yesterday. Three others. And that hurts because they kind of left the one seed sitting there on the table if they get that touchdown to end in San Fran.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, and they probably approach it differently and all of that. But anyway, how about this? Caleb was finally right about Tory Taylor. He punted 60 times, 3.53 times per game. That is the lowest figure in Bears history. Remember when he said, you're not going to be punting that much? It's the least amount of time you have seen a punter in your entire history of watching the Bears. That's pretty funny to me. Then these numbers. What did Ben say was the most important number?
EPA.
EPA per play, they are seventh in the NFL. EPA per pass, they are ninth of the eight teams ahead of them in that all-important number, according to Ben Johnson. Six of them are playoff teams, and the other two are Detroit and Dallas. So they are a top 10 offense by EPA per pass, top 10 for scoring, top six in yardage, top three in rushing. That's the year that you just saw.
Can I just, for a second, I want to talk about the EPA thing, because I like that something that he kind of dismissed while talking about EPA ended up playing a huge role in them being good.
Turnovers?
Yes.
So true.
Yes. Like, he kind of dismissed that as a thing, but look at the takeaway margin that the Bears have defensively, and it's played a significant role.
They are plus 22. They are number one in turnover differential in the NFL, ahead of the Texans and the Jaguars and the Steelers and the Rams. So all of the top five are playoff teams.
It's been a wonderful year. Kyle Manungai, I still owe you a steak, by the way. Kyle Manungai coming in and doing what he's done. DeAndre Swift being the player that he's been.
And having a career year on the ground.
The improvement of Darnell Wright, even though he didn't make the Pro Bowl, and you understood why.
Mm-hmm.
The improvement of the offensive line all the way through it. Even with the left tackle situation being in flux yet again yesterday.
Two more quickies. Phil Thompson wrote a great piece in the Trib yesterday.
What's up, Phil?
The Bears, going into yesterday, have run 496 plays under center. That's the second most behind the Rams in the entire NFL. Remember when Caleb was told that he couldn't do anything under center? Second most in the NFL under center.
Well, he worked his ass off. And
yeah,
we talked
did.
About it before the season began, that I had heard that he was out there doing reps every day, taking snaps from center, and then that plays out where he gets, and I think a lot of people were like, man, if this guy can get that concept, he could be a really dangerous passer, and he has been.
And average depth of target, just to show you stylistically what they do, okay? This is how far the receivers go down the field before they are targeted. 9.31 yards, fifth in the NFL, behind the Eagles, the Patriots, the Rams, and the Packers. Playoff teams all. So Ben Johnson has given you a playoff caliber scheme, and Caleb Williams has executed it to a playoff caliber offense.
So there should be rejoicing in the fact that the Bears have won the division. They are the 2 seed in the NFC, and the playoffs start on Saturday for them over at Soldier Field. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we should talk about yesterday, though, and we should let you hear from the coach yesterday, and we'll compare and contrast how he feels after watching the film. But I thought that And for Ben, yesterday's postgame was worth a listen for Bears fans who are probably asking some of the same questions that got asked in that room. You'll hear his answer and our discussion on it next here on The Score.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We're quickly turning the page here. You know, we're turning the page, though. We're quickly turning that page.
Oh, hell no, Ben. Hell no. We here at Turn the Page Industries do not take cues from anyone, let alone the coach of the Chicago Bears.
I disagree. We do take cues. We did it after the Cleveland Browns game. We took cues and were like, yeah, we need to turn the page pretty quickly on this one.
We'll turn our page soon.
But we wanted to do that.
Yeah, well, we're not turning the page today.
We're not going to do that today.
There's too much that happened in yesterday's game.
That's what I'm saying.
For us to turn the page. There'll be a time.
Yeah.
And it's possible that time is tomorrow.
It's very possible.
There was a lot of troubling stuff that happened in yesterday's game that needs to be discussed.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I appreciate him wanting to program our show and support the branding of our show. That's a very kind gesture.
His branding is very strong, and we would like for Ben to continue with the brand here at Turn the Page Industries. We would like it known that we enjoy, yeah, Ben Johnson being an influencer,
yes,
as it were,
absolutely,
when it comes to turning the page.
He also loves categories. Big fan of categories.
That is not true.
You don't know.
Nobody loves categories.
He talks about certain categories all the time. Anytime he talks about receiving yards, he's talking about our category. But anyway, there's a reason he wants to turn the page so quick, Lawrence, because he was pissed and kind of embarrassed.
Yeah, things were bad yesterday for the Bears. It's not the way that they wanted to finish the season. So we listened to Ben yesterday and condensed it down for you. Here's what he saw, and you might notice a bit of an edge to his post game.
You know, disappointing to lose that one in that fashion there. Guys were battling. They fought their tails off, but came up short. You know, we got to play better. We got to play better going forward. We got to coach better going forward as well. And, you know, we're turning the page, though. You know, we got the number 2 seed.
No.
We got a home game next week, and we got a new season on the horizon. And so our guys should be reinvigorated by that. I know I certainly am. I'm looking forward to the opportunity and all that entails, and the opportunity to go 1-0 this next week. So we can't dig ourselves in a hole like that, you know. And was disappointed with the offense as a whole. I let those guys know that, and we'll be better for it. Everyone's disappointed. I appreciate, like I said, their effort. You know, some teams, they rest their starters. We don't. We play football, and we felt like it was really important that we were playing our best ball here today, and we didn't get that job done. And so we're quickly turning that page, and now we got a home game coming on up, and there's a way to win this game, this next game, and that's what we're going to be solely focused on.
4th and 5 with 1:55 left. Did you consider going for it?
Yes, I did.
Why did you punt?
Because we had 3 timeouts and we felt like we were going to get the ball back.
Ben, you guys had two games against Green Bay that were just as tight as you could possibly have. How did you feel about the way that series went this season?
Good opponent, and, you know, I think we're fairly evenly matched. got a lot of respect for how well they're coached. I have a lot of respect for the talent level that they have in that building. And, you know, I'd expect it to be another exciting game.
And what was your sense for why the offense took as long as it did to get rolling?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's one that we'll have to take a look at the tape and figure out why that was. I didn't feel like it was one of our more elaborate plans. I thought it was one of our simpler plans, and so we knew a better job executing it and coaching it up.
Without having a chance to review it, Caleb's interception, what did you see on that?
Yeah, guy made a heck of a play.
How do you flip the script so quickly to a new season? I mean, this is a brand new season.
Yeah, that's the name of the game here, though. I mean, we're quickly transitioning. We're locked in. The stakes are a lot higher here going forward. We can't afford to have a phase, one of our three phases, play like we did today. And so we're going to have to pick it up. And like I said, I get fired up just thinking about it right now, and I know our guys are too.
When you say the one phase, the offense?
Yeah, in particular, I was not pleased with the offense today.
When you say simpler game plan, were you holding back at all?
Nope.
What were you least pleased with offensively when you think about it initially?
Points. I only scored 16.
Defensively, was Sweat fully available and full go at the end of the game, or was he?
Yeah. Our guys were good to go. Yep.
With as fast of a start as you guys got off to in San Francisco, can you pinpoint just kind of what was holding you back in the first half tonight?
Nope. We'll take a look at the tape.
Then with that fourth and five, what's the process there? Obviously, it's very quick of making that decision and coming down on one side or the other.
Yeah, those are things we talk about, and especially coming off a two-minute warning like that, you know, we got plenty of time to make those decisions.
Did you have any method of monitoring what was going on with the Eagles Commanders game?
No. Didn't care? Nope.
You talked about trying to avoid two losses going into the postseason. What do you do this week to flip the script and to get back on track here?
Yeah. I let them know that it's a new season, so we're starting fresh right now. And if we want to make the most out of this new season, we need to go on a four-game winning streak, which we've done twice already this year.
Now, as a group, we kind of went through the fourth and five, and we were like, should he go? And my feeling was this. I'm fairly conservative when it comes to this stuff inside your own territory, but I felt like that extra effort that Manungai gave to get them three or four extra yards to make it fourth and five, I was in the mood, like I would have been totally fine if they would have gone for it in that moment.
At that moment, I was like, nah, you're deep in your own end. But in retrospect, like 3 minutes later, I was like, yeah, they should have gone for it. Alex was team go for it right away. And was feeling it. And there's lots of reasons in there, and we'll have time to discuss.
Well, and then Ben's over there talking to himself.
Ben's saying as they go to break, should have gone for it. So, but then he doesn't want to sell it out. Because here's the thing. He doesn't want to sell out his defense and Dennis Allen. He takes ownership over the offense and doesn't say that the defense let him down. And he also doesn't want to let Dennis Allen and the defense know publicly that he doesn't trust them and he shouldn't have kicked it off. Why do you think Ben was so pissed and wants to turn the page so fast, in your opinion?
Because, well, one, because now we know it's a quick turnaround. Two, it's because he was upset that they didn't execute as well with what he thought was a fairly straightforward game plan.
I think he was embarrassed as well, Lawrence. I think he was embarrassed
losing
because
to his guy.
Losing to his guy, but also this. He went with a simple game plan. That's his choice. Defensively, they went with a simple game plan. Were they just playing man to work on it? I know Anthony Heron speculated that earlier today. Other people have as well. Like, so they went sort of half-assed, sort of in between. Well, we play our starters. We play football here. Okay, but you went with simple game plans. Is that part of why you came out so flat, as Caleb said?
I think we came out a little flat, maybe, energy-wise, and I think we got to do a better job of that, having urgency from the jump and getting that going.
If you're going through the motions during the week and they're telling you, this is just a real simple game plan, guys, and no, we're going to play, but you know, just be careful with real simple game plan. They come out flat. Some of that's on you, Coach.
Well, can I just offer, even though we don't really think about him this way, we are still dealing with a first-year head coach.
I agree. And these are difficult situations, what to do in the final week of a season. And so he muscles up and takes that shot at LaFleur or Sirianni or whoever about, like, no, we play football here. That was their choice. But they didn't really go all out balls to the wall in terms of game plan. And I wonder if that came back to bite
him. People are speculating that's about LaFleur. What if it's to his own team?
Oh, what we play football here.
Oh, that he was saying that to his own team?
Yeah, maybe there's guys, you know,
who didn't play football,
who didn't want to play. Then why are we doing this?
Maybe.
I also think it's interesting, and when we finally do turn the page, I like how Ben had to stop himself from saying that they're well-coached by LaFleur. He just said that they're well-coached. So that thing between those two guys.
Jeff Stanovich does a great job, yeah.
Well, that's an interesting way to point it out. Also, Tanny, because like this is a topic all around the league. Do you play your guys? Do you not play your guys? Do you need them to go hard? Do you not need them to go hard? And I'm sure there was disagreement within the room itself going about this.
Well, we can ask Kurt Warner about all of this stuff. Let's get his thoughts about what the Bears did yesterday, how the quarterback played, the playoffs overall. Our guy, Kurt Warner, joins us next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.